today's daf is Avlavim. We're on Chav Tesla with the, is by the Gemara. Okay, so the Mishnah had brought the Machlokas, this is the Machlokas between, that Rabbi Yehuda basically said, the Mishnah said that the Chaim hold that in order for it to be Pigol, it has to be the only Machsavas of Shol. Rabbi Yehuda basically holds the Tavas Chosim Rishon, which means that if you get Machsavas Pigol first, then the other Machsavas doesn't knock it out, then it's Pigol. Once it's Pigol, it's Pigol, when it comes to Machsavas. So the question is now going to be, where's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim? Does he argue if you had two separate machshavos in one avodo, or two separate machshavos in two avodos? So Amr Ilpa, machlokas v'shtei avodos. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only by shtei avodos. Meaning, if I had machshava during Shchita to have chutzos mano, and then during the Kabbalah I had a chutzos makomo, then that instance Rabbi Yehuda says it becomes pigol, because the pigol becomes koveya, becomes hukma, I guess. The pigol is established in the first avoda. And the machshava that you have in the second avoda doesn't knock it out. Some still say it's fossil, not pigol, because you had another machshava's psul. Aval b'avoda achas, Ilfa continues, but if you had two separate machshavos in one avoda, meaning, let's say you started to shef with the machshava of chutzos mano, and then you continued and you finished that maisa, you finished that avoda with the machshava of chutzos komo, so in that case, Rabbi Yehuda will not say his word, will not say that it's pigol. He'll agree in that case that the machshavos, iru machshavos kala. Divrei Hakol, iru machshavos hadei. Because in this case, he's going to say you can't say the pigol is chukma because the avoda wasn't completed yet. So Rabbi Yehuda Ilfer, Rabbi Yehuda only says that the one machshava, Yehuda only says that one machshava completes the process in two avodas. But if you have two machshavos in one avoda, then it's a mixture of machshavos. Therefore, you don't have pigol. If you have pigol, you still have puzzle, but there's no kares. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afa avoda achas machlokas. Even by one avoda, there is a machlokas. Meaning what we just said before, Rabbi Yehuda would say that even if I have machshava pigol in the beginning of my avoda, and the machshava puts limkobo at the end of the same avoda, the pigol still takes effect, and the second machshava has no effect to knock out the pigol. That's the machlokas. So bishlema, what I was going to say now, we ask the kashya on Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlema the ilfa. It makes sense to go to Ilfa. Ilfa says, again, that Rabbi Yehuda only says it didn't two avodos. So he says, Bishma le Ilfa, be the ratio of the shtei avodos, say for nami the shtei avodos. The ratio of the Mishnah talks about chutzos mano, he says, shaka chutzos mano, kiba bahala fazara chutzum komo. It's talking about two different makshavos and two different avodos. So for continuity purposes, then the safe law where Rabbi Yehuda brings his case also, he's only talking about a case of two avodos. That's what Ilfa says. Be the ratio of the shtei avodos, say for nami the shtei avodos. So Rashi, in the case where he says, that's the case where Rabbi Yehuda didn't brought down, it must be talking about two avodos. Keep the continuity in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, and El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha b'stei avodos, b'stei avodah achas, the Reisha is talking about a case with two avodos, and the Seif is talking about a case with only one avoda. You don't want that, that's not consistent. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. So what? Two different cases. We have certain times the Mishnah is bringing them to different shitas. So it says, in Reisha v'shtei avodos, Seifa, Bein avoda achas, Bein v'shtei avodos. It's no problem. So therefore, even though the Reisha is talking about two avodos, the Seifa where we bring down Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about one avoda, and the Seifa is talking about one avoda, then Rabbi Yochanan even argues by one avoda. And even by one avoda, Rabbi Yochanan says that once you have pigol, and the second makshava doesn't knock it out. But now we're going to bring a proof for Rabbi Yochanan. Tznan, what did it say in our Mishnah? Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda used a special lashon. He said, Zeh HaKlal. This is the rule. Zeh HaKlal. Im Machsheves Hazman, Kadum, Machsheves HaMakom, Pigol B'Chayavim L'Pkaris. So long as the Machsheva of Pigol comes before the Machsheva of Chutz and Komo, Pigol takes effect, and you're Chayav L'Pkaris. So fish with my Rabbi Yochanan. It's good to point to Rabbi Yochanan who says that Rabbi Yochanan argues even by one avoda, Hainu D'Katani, Zeh HaKlal. That's why it says it's Zeh HaKlal. It's a hard, fast, set rule that applies across the board. Zeh HaKlal. Ella la Ilfa, my Zeh HaKlal. What's Ilfa come and tell me Zeh HaKlal? It's not Zeh HaKlal according to Ilfa. According to Ilfa, it's not a klal call every single time that the pigol comes first. According to Ilfa, it only applies if the pigol comes first in two avodos. It's not a klal Zeh HaKlal across the board. The lashon of the mission of Zeh HaKlal, the Gemara is saying, seems to indicate more towards the line of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Rashi says, Hainu dektani Zeh HaKlal la'asuri avoda achas. If Rabbi Yochanan was only arguing about two avodos, he would just say, Rabbi Yochanan says, in this case, it's pigol. When he says Zeh HaKlal, it's much more expansive. I mean, the point across the board. What's across the board? that's like Rabbi Yochanan. So according to this, we have a proof in the Mishnah that the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yehuda even argues if you have two separate machshavos in one avoda, so long as whatever the first machshava is, that's what the carbon becomes. So if you have soul first and then pigle, that's pigle possible. But even if you have pigle first and then soul, it's pigle. It's not just puzzle. It's a piece of curry as well. Okay. Now, basically, the reason why we're saying this is because it seems to be indicated. We've seen this Gemara, this idea a few times, right? We've seen it from Kama, we've seen it in Shuas. The idea of Mura, a toughest lashon rishon. We go according to the first lashon. So now we're going to quote the case in Tamura. It's not hasam. We learned the Mishnah in Tamura, which we'll get to here. It's not hasam, right? So a person has behemoth kulin standing in front of him, and he has next to it two behemoth kulin, and he wants to do tamura. What he wants to do, though, is he wants to imbue the behemoth kulin with both kedushas that he has in the two kedusha animals. One's an ola, one's a shlamin. So he says, harezo, this behemoth kulin is tamuras ola, tamuras shlamin. It should be the tamura of both the ola and the shlamin. Somehow to get both kedushas onto it. Well, Allah says the kulin animals remain kulin. The fallen animal takes on a kedusha status. What kedusha status does he get? The Mishnah says, "Harezo tamuras ola dir Rav Meir." Rav Meir says it becomes a tamuras ola. Why? What did he say first? Tamuras ola. Amr Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says, "In the kach is kavin tefila." Maybe that's what his kavana was. No. We're not a kedusha baruch hu. We can't say shomer v'zochah v'divra achas. We can only say things sequentially. We can't say things at the same time. So since the imisha amr harezo tamuras, so therefore, when he says Hareza Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shlamim, he wants it to be both. That's toughest lashon rishon. I want it to be both. So what would be the halacha in that case? It would maintain the status. It would get the status of Tumuras Ola and Shlamim. You would have to have it graze until it gets a mum. Then you would sell it, and with the proceeds, buy one Ola and buy one Shlamim. So that's how you go with the kedusha. But Rav Yossi agrees. Ne'im Misha Amar Hareza Tumuras Ola Nimlach. If he says Tumuras Ola, then I point out. Then he waits till Kadei Dibur. Then he waits, and then he says again. Then Hareza Ola. Then the first lesson comes in, because you can only say that ESL Hutch Sustainable to be given with a certain time period. If you extend the time period too long, then you're right. But not if you did Tapas Lesson Rishon, because that's two Lashonos, so it's two separate time periods, and basically what you're trying to do is put Shlamim onto an Ola, which you can't do, because you can't have Shnei Kedushos being Chav. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Excuse me. So, they ask the question. Harezo tmuras ola ushlamim mahu. What if you didn't say tmur twice? The case of the Mishnah was tmuras ola tmur shlamim. Here, what if you said tmuras ola ushlamim mahu? So the point is that Rav Meir says tapas lashon rishon, meaning he always thinks that there's two separate statements here, and the first statement goes first. Can we find a case where Rav Meir would agree that's not two separate statements? It's one statement. And despite the fact that you hold toughest lashon rishon, there is only one lashon, and that lashon would apply, and that lashon would then create this double kedusha, the olo shlamim. So I want to take, I have one animal here. I want to be chal on this animal, the kedusha both of shlamim and olo. If I say, I raise a tmuras ola, tmuras shlamim, Rav Meir says they're two separate statements, we take the first statement. What if I say tmuras ola ushlamim, mahu? Is that enough of one statement? Alright, look at Rashi. Hareza tmuras ola ushlamim mahu. Mi amrinon. Do we say? Hada poly Rav Meir amar tapas lashon rishon. When does Rav Meir say the tapas lashon rishon? Mishum da amar tmuras shnei zlam mizimni. He said tmuras twice, and that's the habile kenimla. It's if he was stopped the first statement, and it's making a second statement. Aval hacha, the amar tmuras ola ushlamim, cha diburuhu with tarbayu kachayim. Maybe it's one dibur, and both of them would be chal. And then he would have to just wait till it gets a mum and then sell it and buy with the proceeds an ola and one ola one shlamim. O Dilma, or we say no, there's no distinction. O Dilma, tafas lashon rishon la ola. Maybe the second he says to ola, that chal and the kedusha of the ola is mitpashet. It goes out into the entire animal. And when he then says shlamim the next second, there's nothing for to be chal on. Right? Rashi says, O Dilma, tafas lashon rishon la ola, upashta kedushas ola bekulo v'shulo ashi shlamim b'chayili. And there's no place for shlam to be found. That's one question. Now, even, let's say you say that case, Rav Meir agrees, Rav Meir still argues, and says the toughest lashon rishon in that case, it only becomes an ola. What about the following case? Lachatzos. A chatzos olu shlamim mahu. I want to, if I say specifically, half should be olu shlamim and half shlamim. So that now it seems to be one statement. It seems even to be more of a one statement. Rashi says la chatzos mahu. Machlok is Rashi and Rabbi Elchanan. What la chatzos means? We'll go point to Rashi right now. Basically, he says in Timsei Lomer, Rashi says pashta kedushas ola bakula. That when you said ola ushlamim, the kedusha of ola goes all the way in. Right? Let's say he says, Amar hare behem azo l'chatzosa l'ola l'shlamim. Half of it for ola, half of it for shlamim. I say l'chatzosa. I say it in one statement, right? My. What's the din? Hai divura, hai cha divuruhu v'ein zechabal oseh. Is it one divur and they're both piled together? Right? They have to be piled together. O dilma, kevan the pashtub of kal v'alga, pashtub of kula, v'lo asa shlamim l'chayim. Maybe say, when you says half ola, half shlamim, so the half ola takes effect. It doesn't just stop at the half. It goes all the way through. Takes on the whole thing, and the shlamim part doesn't have an effect. So what's the story? Does he argue in that case as well? Or are those cases, basically the point is, he seems to argue when there are two separate statements, you go for the first statement. Can we find a case which is really one statement and he'll agree? So Amar Abaye says, Baha, in these cases, it says in plural, but the Gemara's already talking about the Chatzos case. So, Baha Vade Mode Rav Meir. Just to point out, Rav Meir Chanano, quoted in the Shita in the Tosos, says that Chatzos means that you say, that the Kedusha should be chal at chatzos. A Kedusha of Ola and Shlomim should be chal at chatzos. So I'm not making the Chalos Kedusha now, I'm making the Chalos Kedusha later, and they should be chal at the exact same time. So does that work? One statement. That's, okay. So Amar Abaye, Baha Vade Moder Rav Meir. In this case, Rav Meir definitely agrees that we don't say Tafas, Lashon, and Rishon. They're both chal, and they have, and the Tumura, you have the Tumura, a mixed Tumura that you have to deal with appropriately. Rava Amar Adayin Himachlokas. Rava says, no, even by Chatzos, even in this case where you can't really separate, where it seems to be one statement, he still says Tapas Lashon Rishon. And Rava's going to ask from our Mishnah and the corresponding Mishnah from Anachos on Abayin. So Amar Rava Abayin, Lididach, according to you Abayin, the Amar that you said, Baha Vade Mode Rav Meir, that in these instances, Rav Meir definitely agrees that we say Tapas Lashon Rishon, I'll ask you a Kasha. What's the Kasha from? Hare Shchita. Our Mishnah said what? Our Mishnah said that if he shechted, al menas le'echo kezayis lemachar and kezayis bachutz, right? Those are two separate machshavos that don't contradict each other. Why? Because an animal has many kezayis. Doesn't have to be talking about the same kezayis. An animal has many kezayisim, right? So he can think kezayis for this, kezayis for that. That is bilati chatzos dami. That's similar to chatzos. Why? Because it's similar to someone who says Tamura la'ola ushlamim of chatzos, because in both cases his das is on both items. Chatzos means he wants it to happen in both. He wants it to happen. Look at Rashi. Lechatzos dami. How can Hare Shchita defila chatzos dami? To lav mahader imuchi shere kamazesim yeshba v'chadi buruhu. Shchita is like chatzos in that it's not one divur. It's two separate divurim, right? Sorry, again. It's one divur. You're not retracting anything. It's each is one, each is its own divur. So chatzos is also its own divur. And what's the story in the Mishnah? Rabbi Huda argues by shlita anyway. So you see that even in the case of chatzos, a similar case of chatzos, where it's not li'im luchei, we're not even retracting. Where if it's not li'im luchei, he still argues. So to hear by the chatzos, where it's not li'im luchei, he's not retracting anything. He's saying it all at the same time. Makes better sense with Rabbi Nachmanano. But even if you say it's going to be filed at the same time, still, Rabbi Yehuda argues. Oops, ligi. Right? All the Shrita, they argue. So why are you telling me over here that Rabbi Yehuda is Moder? That first, the idea is that Rabbi Meir and Yehuda, according to this, have the same Shrita of Tapas Lashon Rishon. There's going to be some tension in the Gemara as to whether or not they're holding the same Shrita. But right now we're saying they both hold Tapas Lashon Rishon. So if they both hold Tapas Lashon Rishon, and you have a case of Chatzos where there's no retraction. Yet in that case, even Rabbi Yehuda holds Tapas Lashon Rishon. So Rav Meir by Chatzos will also hold Tapas Lashon Rishon. So Gemara says, no, Hagad Dibur, you would reply, it's, that's more of a Nehmanos issue. Tapas Lashon Rishon is to have two separate statements, and I'm only going to grab the first statement. Hagad Dibur is where I only take the statement, it doesn't matter which one's first, I only take the statement where you have Nehmanos, and I get rid of the other, like Ploni Ravani Lertzoni. So I say Ploni Ravani, and I knock out Ratzoni. Not me din Tafas Lashon Rishon. It's me din that I don't have the amanas to say that I willingly submitted to the act, to a homosexual act. because that makes me a Rasha. And Eino Domneman to make himself a Rasha. It's similar, but I think there's different. I think one is just Stam, you know, the plow when it comes to staying things. And over there, it's the point of the Rabbanu Lotzoni also, it's not two, the same thing here, it's not two separate statements. It's one statement. We separate the Nemans. So Amrlei, so Abai says to him, Mi Savrat Eino L'Shrita, I'm just going to read it first, Mi Savrat Eino L'Shrita El L'Vatsof, Yeshmo L'Shrita Mitzchid L'Vatsof, you're of the assumption, Abai says, that the whole concept of shechita only takes place at the very end, right? At the act, the end of the act of shechita, right? So even if you say at the beginning of the shechita that you can eat kazayis chutzlos mano and the kazayis chutzlos komo, it doesn't have any effect when he sets out the words, right? Only has an effect at the end of the shechita. Because there's no continuous act of shechita, it's at the end of the shechita. So you asked me, according to me, we shouldn't say tafas lashon rishon in this case. We shouldn't say tafas lashon rishon because it's a considered tukatzos. And then before you ask, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the machshav rishon is kovas? But he said that's not the case, because if there's only the shechita at the very end, your assumption is only shechita at the very end, and therefore I'm saying two statements that are not mutually exclusive. I'm saying two statements at the very end. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't say, I'm saying one statement at the very end, therefore Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't say that, you shouldn't say that Tafas Lashon Rishon, because there is only one Lashon over here. But that's not the case how you view Shechita, says Abai. Abai says, Yesh lo Shechita mitzvah latzof. Shechita is a process. It's a continuous process. So every moment in the Shechita that you're Mechashev, that is a time where you can make up Psul. And what's our Mishnah talking about? The Amar Simon Rishon Chutzitzvano. He says, by the way, it's just the first simon, right? You have the Kana and the Vesha. So he shechts the Kana, whichever one comes first. He shechts one first. He has the in mind, Chutzlos Mano. That creates Pigle. And that process of Shechita has ended. That's one thing. Then he says, Chutzlos Komo, by the second simon. Two separate statements about his thing over here. It's not the same thing as Chatzos. Because Chatzos means you're talking about it at the same time. But it's here in Shechita, you're not talking about the same time. But since Shechita is a process, I don't have to say that. I don't have to say that the machshava is chal at the same time. The machshava is chal in individual places, and you have one machshava at point A, one machshava at point A, B. So it's a case of two shonos, tafas lashon rishon. There's no passion. So what? I see. You worry about the metzias. I worry about the metzias when it comes. We're talking about the logic behind it. The Matthias, so maybe it doesn't have to be exact second. He goes like this, and it hits the first one first, and he has Machshava, and it's the second one second, he has Machshava. It happens, it's the Matthias. You're asking that Matthias? My Matthias is, what Kohen is having a pickle Machshava? Okay, fine, so that's the Matthias. So Rabbah continues to ask on Abaye, because we have the corresponding Mishnah, in Menachos. The corresponding Mishnah in Menachos talks about the Avodah Zeitu by Menachos. And remember, we lined up the Shechita of Kemitzah, we have all lined up. So Kemitzah in Menachos is the same thing as Shechita in Kachin by Zebach. And the idea is over there, Rabbi Yehuda still argues by Kemitzah. And by Kemitzah, you can't say the two separate acts going on. There's no Veshus and Kana. It's one thing, scooping the Kemitzah. Right? Hare Kemitzah, Dilchi Chatzos Dami. Kemitzah is similar to Chatzos. It's the same thing as someone who says, Tumura La'ol Shlamim, right by Chatzos, because Chetzer will be Tumur Ola and Chetzer Tumur Shlamim, because by Kemitza, what would be you have a Machshava Chutz Mano and Chutz Komo during the Kemitza, Upligi. And nevertheless, over there, Rabbi Yehuda also argues that the Pigle comes first, even though it's only one action. You can't say, oh, it's two actions like Shechita. There's only one action by Kemitza. There's no Kanen Veshas. Sort of along the lines of your question, but they're just bringing it into a different case. I'll find you a case where it's impossible to have the metzias of two separate actions. It's only one action. So therefore, if you see, it's only one action. There's no hut, he's not retracting anywhere. It's only one action. And Rabbi Yehuda still argues. So why are you telling me that by Katzos' case, that Rabbi Yehuda would not argue about it? Well, Tosis points out, yeah, it's two halves, because in the effect that if you just chef one kana, it's still considered a valid, not to make it kosher, but it still has ramifications. You can also even bring from a verb. One simon is sufficient. Tosos brings that. He says, right, Tosos says, because you can be mitbalgim b'chatsi amatia. It's two parts of a whole. So it's Tosos the Yomas simon, the one in brackets. He says the daf is siman echad, right? The have a dover hamasuyim umefalgim bechatzim matir. About im amr mashu rishon puts this mano mashu sheni puts him koma lo vipugol, because it has to be specifically one siman. One siman is a sufficient action to be bechatzim matir. It's not to make a kosher, but for kachim purposes, it's chatzim matir. You can create pigol if you have a machshava in part of a matir. He's talking about your question. That's the tension that's going on there. Okay. Now back to Menachos. So Gemara says, no. Rabbi says, fine. I'll bring your case also over there. By there, I can also answer, similar to Shmita, that you did part of the Avodah with Machshavas Putzim Mano, and then you did a second Machshava, Putzim Komo, and we're not talking about Kemitza, we're talking about Hakara. Meaning, I'm not talking about a case over there where it's just the act of Kemitza. Because you're right, you say, Ein Akanami. If I did the Kemitza in one fell swoop, I can't split it anywhere. And if I have two machshavos, there's no other imute. It's one thing. But over there, talking about the case, the amar komitz min kufutzos mana komitz lebono kufutzom komo. I guess when he puts up, on the mizbeach, when he puts up the komitz of the mincha, when he puts up the flower portion, he has a kufutzos mano intent, therefore it creates pigle. And then when he komitz lebono, he puts up the komitz of the frankincense, then he has the machshavos kufutzom komo, so therefore they're two distinct cases. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, tapas loshon rishon. With two distinct statements, Kapas Lashon Rishon. But if you can find a case where it's not two distinct statements, where there's no Chazara, it doesn't look like he's retracting from what he said in the beginning, it's just making one statement, Abai says Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Rabbi Meir would agree, and Rabbi Yehuda's case is not a Kapas Lashon Rishon case, because there's no two Lashonos. It's just one Lashon. So Gemara says, okay, that's fine if you have the minchos, the korban minchos, that have a komitz of mincha and a komitz of levona. But what about the komitz of minchos chota, the lekel levona v'hadei? If a korban olah v'yorid, the guy has to bring a korban mincha because of his lack of wealth, he has to bring a korban mincha. In that case, there is no komitz of levona. And the Mishnah talks, maybe the Mishnah talking about that mincha, and that mincha Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, and if Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, right, if Rabbi Yehuda is arguing in that case, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that the Machshava Rishon is Koveya, and you see, therefore you see, Tafash Lashon Rishon, even if there's no second statement, there's no Chazara. So Abai says, you're right, Enoch Rami, in that case, Lo Pnimi. He says, you know, in that case, they wouldn't argue. In that case, the mayor of Yehuda would agree that it is not Tafash Lashon Rishon, and therefore the carbon is not pigle, it's just possible. Because the second machshava has an impact. So Amar Rav Ashi, Rashi says, no, intim se lo mitligi. You can say, I can find you a case where even in the mincha olah v'yoreid, they argue, right, pligi, dipsios. Because they had two machshavos while he's walking the komets to the mizbeah. How does that work? First step, he has machshava chutzim mizmano. Second step, he has machshava chutzim komo. So that's two separate things. It looks like he's retracting. So the chutzpah mano was chal right on the first step. The chutzpah komo on the second step has no impact because the first step is chal, right? He had the pshias mishon. He says chutzpah mano becomes pigle points Rabbi Yehuda, and on the second step he says chutzpah komo, which is weird though because we're talking about the Mishnah says kmitza. Right. Anyway, so Rav Shimi bar Ashi masnik the Abaye. Rav Shimi bar Masni learned the brice like Abaye that by Torah's ol by Tmuras ola Tmuras shlamin. Where he says lachatzos, Rav Meir agrees. Lachatzos, if there's no retracted statement, where it's viewed as one statement, Rav Meir agrees that we don't say tapas lashon rishon, but there is only one lashon, and both are chal. Rav Huna bar Nasan masik kederavo, that even in that instance, Rav Meir agrees, that Rav Meir argues that tapas lashon rishon, and if you say lachatzos, the part of the ola is chal first, and there's no room for the shlamim to be chal afterwards. He asked Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to us, Amar, he said, Rav Meir, and this is the assumption we've been having until now, Rav Meir, Beshitas Rav Yehuda Amara. Rav Meir, who says that if you say Tmuras Ora, Tmuras Shlamim, you only get the Ola, because Tapas Lashon Rishon, he goes like Rav Yehuda, the Amar Tapas Lashon Rishon. He goes like Rav Yehuda, but our Mishnah also says Tapas Lashon Rishon. The first Machshava is what has an impact. It's not. Go to our Mishnah, Amar Rav Yehuda, Zeh Klal, in machasheves asman kadma et machasheves amakom pigle b'chayavim aleim karis. It becomes pigle, and therefore you have karis. The first machshava impacts, and that's it. So Amalei Abaye says, "V'ha Amar Rav Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, ki Magash Lahu." When you get to the core of the matter, you'll see that Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, v'hadei hadadi lo pligi. You'll see in the Mishnah in Tamura, which we said is a machlokas of whether Tapas Lashon Rishon or ain't Tapas Lashon Rishon. Really, there's no machlokas over there. They don't argue. And if Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda don't argue, I mean, we don't take Tapas Lashon Rishon, then Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir are different stories. The Gemara says, the low pligi, you don't argue. Look at the Mishnah. There's clearly an argument in the Mishnah. So Gemara says as follows. No. Amalei, Abaye says back to him, de pligi, low pligi, my low pligi. Yeah, they argue. They don't argue about what you think they argue. It's not such a deep machlokas. What does that mean? He says, the Amar of Yitzhak, right, Rashi says, the low pligi, my low pligi, the Rashi comes to the first short line. The low pligi, the haki ka'amar, the ka'amar, haki ka'amar. Oh, the high low pligi, the ka'amar, haki ka'amar. This is what it means. Low pligi, the toughest lush and rishon. They don't argue about toughest lush and rishon. Ela bedaiti de gabra bo hochas diburu amachshavaso. Aval tarvayu islu de basar kabanaso was milan. Neither of them hold Tapas Lashon Rishon. They both go back again about. They both agree that you have to go according to the kavana of the person. They disagree on how to interpret the person's kavana in a certain instance. So how does that work out? The Amar of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar of Yochanan, Hakom Odin. Both Rav Meir and Rav Yosef agree. Heicha the Amar Tukul Zu VeAchar Kach Tukul Zu, where he says Tumuras Ola, Tumuras Shlamin. Right? He says one and then the other. Right? They both agree. The Divrei Kol Lo Chayla. They both agree that the second Kedusha does not chal. Why? Because they both agreed, not we did Tapas Lashon Rishon. They both agree where he says Tumuras Ola, and then he says Tumuras Shlamim, he's trying to retract his first statement. And he can't even retract his first statement. Because once he said Tumuras Ola, the animal instantaneously became an Ola. So if he says no, Tumuras Shlamim, they both agree that his intent was to pull out the Ola and replace it with Shlamim. That we can't do, because it has no effect, because it's Ola already. Look at Rashi says, HaKol Modim Heichel Amar Tachal Tumor Shlamim V'Achal Tachal Tumor Shlamim Dibrei HaKol Lo Chayla De'en Kedusha Chala Kedusha. That's one machlokas. And also, if he says, Lo Tachal Zeh Ili Im Kein Chala Zoh, if he says, this can only be a Tumor Ola if it's also a Tumor Shlamim Dibrei HaKol Chayla, everyone will agree that both are Chav. Because his intent is clear that they should both be chal. Rashi says, chayla, hoa v'nis kavin l'kav. That was his kavana. And then tira v'yechetz, nam yechetz l'ova v'gam yechetz l'shlamim. That's chal. Where's the machlokas? Keep pligi. The machlokas is, the amar tumuras ola, tumuras shlamim. Right, he says, tumuras ola, tumuras shlamim. Reb Meir, why is it different in the first case? The first case is, he says tachol shlamim and then tachol ola. That's the first case. The second case is where he says tumuras ola tumuras shlamim. What's the interpretation of that? Rav Meir Savar midahave lelemeimar tumuras ola shlamim. Since he could have said it in a more compact way, the tumuras ola shlamim, that would mean he's trying to get both of them to be chal. Where he says tumuras ola and then breaks up with another tumuras shlamim, right? But amar tumuras. Keep pligi the amar tumuras ola tumuras shlamim. Meir Savar midahave lelemeimar tumuras ola shlamim. But amar tumuras ola tumuras shlamim shlamim at the mahadar kama hadar bay. Since he could have said it in a more compact way, but he said it more spread out, therefore it's clear his intent is to retract. He can't retract because the first kedusha is foul. Rav Meir says no. That may not be his intent. Rav Yosi says e amar tumuras ola ushlamim hava mina palga tumuras ola palgas tumuras shlamim. Maybe he thought when he said, the reason why he said tumuras ola tumuras shlamim is not because he's not saying tumuras ola ushlamim. He thought that if he said tumuras ola ushlamim, it would only work for half of the animal. He wants the entire animal to be imbued with both kedushas. So he was mistaken. But he wants the entire animal to be imbued. That's why he said Torus Olo Torus Shlomim. It's not a retraction of the statement. He's doing that specifically because he doesn't want to say Torus Olo Shlomim because he thinks that's not what he wants. Right? Havamina Paga Torus Olo Paga Torus Shlomim. Lahaki Amar Torus Olo Torus Shlomim. Lememra Dekula Ola Ukula Shlomi Havi. He wants it to be completely Ola and completely Shlomim. That's why he says Tumura Tumura. Not to retract the first statement. But it has nothing to do with Tapas Lashon Rishon. It all depends on how you're interpreting his intent. But Gemara, so Rabbi says, so that's how Rabbi says it's no machlokas. Rabbi says back to Rabbi, what are you talking about? Amalei, who Amalei? You're coming to me and you're telling me that Rabbi Bar Chana said that there's no machlokas. I know, I mean, pligi. I say there is a machlokas. I say the machlokas is dependent upon the concept of tapas lashon rishon or ain't tapas lashon rishon. Right? You see here, there's a tension though. If the machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yossi is not tapas lashon rishon, then Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are not the same shita. But the Gemara said Rav Meir and Yehuda are the same shita. And the original shak matari the Gemara that we didn't understand beforehand about the mincha, and that all assumed that Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda were the same shita of tapas lashon rishon. According to Abaye here, that's not the machlokas. And who was the Baal member of it before? It was Abaye. It's a little weird of what's going on within Abaye. He seems to be playing both ends of the straw. Is it tapas lashon rishon the machlokas, or it's not? Or tapas lashon rishon not the machlokas? If it's not the machlokas, then Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda don't have the same shita. Then what's going on with Rav and Abaye asking questions back and forth on Rav Meir based on the shita of Rav Yehuda? If they're not the same shita. Okay. Just Amar Ula. Next Gemara is just as good. Amar Ula, the Itema of Oshia. It's a machlokas between Abaye and Rav Dimi, whether or not the machlokas of Rav Yosef Rav Meir is tapas lashon rishon. Abaye says no, just a machlokas about the intent. Rav Dimi says no. You'd say that if you say. I say it's still the same machlokas tapas lashon rishon. Okay. Amar Ula of Itamer of Oshia. Efsor Yadin Chavei Bivavla. Maybe our friends in Bavol know what the correct girsa in our Mishnah is. Right? Does our Mishnah say Kazayis Kazayis Tanan? Oh, or does it say Kazayis Vikazayis? It's a Bavol Chivor Tanan. What makes the difference? Basically, we're trying to say where does Rabbi Yehuda argue? Yehuda says Tapas Lashon Rishon. Yehuda clearly says Tapas Lashon Rishon. But if the Tapas Lashon Rishon apply in both cases, Kazayis Vikazayis, the assumption over here is that that's more of one statement. But it combines them together. So maybe Kazayis Vikazayis, Rabbi Yehuda would argue. And he would say that other Machshava does have an impact. Let's read it aside. Right? Kazayis Tanan or Kazayis Vikazayis Tanan? Kazayis Tanan, right? Maybe he says Kazayis. And therefore, if he says two words without the Vav HaChibur, that's two separate machshavos. And therefore, you get two separate machshavos, you can say Tapas Lashon Rishon. Ava, but maybe Kazayis Vikazayis with the Vav HaChibur, Dibrei HaKol, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Eruv Machshavos Havi. Maybe you have Eruv Machshavos because it's one machshava. O Dilma, Kazayis Vikazayis Tanan. Maybe our mission says Kazayis Vikazayis. And if it's Kazayis Vikazayis, Kol Shekain Kazayis without the Vav HaChibur. O Dilma, Kazayis Vikazayis Tanan. Dil Rabbi Yehuda, Prate Havei, according to Rabbi Yehuda, those are two separate machshavos. The Kolshekin Kazayis Kazayis. The Kolshekin is without the Bava Chibur, they're two separate machshavos. So what's the answer? What's the case? What's our Mishnah? So the Gemara is going to try to prove it. We'll take this to the end of it. Daf Tashma from the following. Devoyi minei, Levi mi Rabbi. Levi asked his Rabbi Rabbi Akasha. He was a Talmud. Chishev le'echol Kazayis le'machar b'chutz mahu. Think of this machshav. In one fell swoop, I put two psulim in one machshava. I am going to eat this kazayis tomorrow, which is chutz l'zmano, outside, which is chutz l'mkomo. What's the story there? Does Rabbi Yehuda argue there? Rabbi Yehuda says that once it's pigle, it's pigle. But here it's one machshava. I'm going to eat it tomorrow outside. Maybe in this case, Rabbi Yehuda says, you do have eruv machshavas going on here. So Amar Lei, Rabbi answered him, Zo she'ela, good question. That's a good question. I got an answer. Eruv machshavos have they? It is eruv machshavos. Even here, Rabbi Yehuda would argue. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda would not argue here. He's moded that the machshavos mixed together, and therefore there's no pigle because it wasn't karev matzah mitzvaso. You have another interceding machshava. Okay. The Gemara says Amar lefan of Rav Shimon v'Rebbe. So Rav Shimon, Rebbe's son, says to him, "Lo mishasenavi, why are you? You're lording him. Great question. Great. What do you mean, great question? Prepare on our mission." Not a great question. I don't know, but big deal. Why it bothers him? This is Mishnah Seinuhi. Why? What's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says as follows: Le'echol kazayis b'chutz, kazayis l'machar. Eat one kazayis outside, one kazayis tomorrow. Kazayis l'machar, kazayis b'chutz. One kazayis tomorrow, or one kazayis outside. Chas kazayis b'chutz, chas kazayis l'machar. Chas kazayis l'machar, chas kazayis b'chutz. Pasul ve'ein bo kares. And in all these cases, Rabbi Yehuda's cholik, because he says tapas loshon rishon. We're always talking about two separate achilos in the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah, right? Ha'idah, but in the other case, where it's two machshavas on one machila, Eruv machshavas havi. Our Mishnah only talks about two separate achilas. two separate machshavas, two separate achilas. That's what Rabbi Yehuda argues. Our Mishnah doesn't even talk about a machshava, one achila. Sorry, two machshavas and one achila. The Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue in that case. Not the favorite of Mishnah. It's a big deal in the Mishnah. You make the deal in the Mishnah, then that's clear. That's clear that Eir machshavas have, and he would agree that's not figo. Because if he didn't agree, and if he said that there is no Eir machshavas here, that would be the bigger chiddush. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda should mention in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda should mention, not only do I argue in your case, but even if you had it in one achila, I argue. But he doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So why are you telling me? Levi asks a great question. It's the favorite diak in our Mishnah. The favorite diak in the Mishnah. That's what he says. The Gemara says, okay, Gemara says as follows. But first, we have to keep in mind three separate cases that we have. We have the first case of kezayis lamachar, kezayis b'chutz, where you don't have the vav. That's kezayis, kezayis. One kezayis lamachar, kezayis b'chutz. That is the easiest one to separate the dibur with two machshavos. Then you have kezayis lamachar v'chezayis machshavos. That is the middle level to separate the two separate machshavos because you have the vav of chibur. Tosfos points out that on the Gemara in Shavuos, it seems to see that vav of chibur is the vav is more of an idea to separate. You say shvul lachav 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 lachav. How many things times are you tied? So you have to get to work out the shittas, the sugyas. And the third case is. So Tosfos actually changes the girsa over there to match over here. Others say, no, maybe the vav above has different meanings in different places. It doesn't have to mean the same thing depending on the context. And the third case is kezayis lemachlar b'chutz. That's the hardest one to separate, to distinguish and say it's two separate machshavos, because that's two machshavos on one achila. So it's much more difficult to say here tapas lashon rishon. It's one lashon. It's an order of how it's easier to say tapas lashon rishon. That's two separate lashonos, right? So kezayis v'kezayis, and then kezayis lemachlar b'chutz. So amalei, so Rebbe's going to answer Rebbe Yehuda to prove that Levi really had a good kasha, right? Who Levi shol b'dvar chokma. The at amark Mishnah Seinu. He asked me such a smart question. You're knocking him down because you think it's in our Mishnah? Fine. Maybe according to you it's in the Mishnah. But Levi, I taught Levi in the Mishnah differently. And the way I taught Levi in the Mishnah, it became a kakasha. In Achanami, the way I taught you the Mishnah, it's not such a kasha. But Levi doesn't have the deal because I didn't teach Levi the same Mishnah I taught you. How does that work? Levi doth the as nisoth parti lokashala. According to when I taught you the Mishnah, my son, I taught you both the case of Kezayis Lamachar and Kezayis Vikezayis. I taught you the case of Kezayis Kezayis and Kezayis Vikezayis. So I taught you two cases. So since I taught you two cases, you can make the deal thing. It doesn't argue with the third case. But when it came to Levi, I only taught him the first case. Right? I only taught him the first case. Lidi Day, right? Lidi Dr. Asich Tarti Lo Kashalach. But Lidi Day, according to Levi, the Lo Asni Elachada, I only taught him the first case of Kezayis Lamachar, Kezayis Vachutz. And then he heard from the Rabbanan and the Meis Medrash, Vishamin Rabbanan to Kagarshi Tarti. And he heard from them that they also had the second case of Kezayis, right? Vishavar, and he thought to himself, Didi Dafka, maybe the Girsa that Rebbe taught me, that's the right Girsa. Vididhu, and with them, Vididhu, Eir Machshavas Have, O Dilma Didhu Dafka, O Vishu Sharle, Vidisharle, Vidiha, Visharlehu, Vidu Nambach. I think what he's saying is that Levi didn't know what the proper gears of the Mishnah was. So if the proper gears of the Mishnah was basically what they told them, and not what he told me, right? What he told them two. That's the right gears. So therefore two. You're right. I can't make a deal. But maybe the proper gears. If the proper gears is what he taught me, right? But maybe the proper gears is what he taught them. Those two. So what happens? So he taught me the three things. He taught me one thing and he left out the other two. Maybe he taught them two things and left out the other one also. So maybe he left it out. So he's leaving it out purposely so he can't make the deal, right? He says, oh, deal with his hudaf, so maybe the gears that the Talmidim have is Meduyuk. That's what they got from Rebbe, that the Chachamim and Rebbe Yehuda are following by Kezayis Kezayis and Kezayis Vikezayis. Ulidi Shayur Shayuli. And when he only taught me one of the Lashonos, he left out another lashon which he should have mentioned, when we did shayli with the diha, and the same way he left out for me kezayis shayli who nami b'ha, he left out for them the idea of kezayis l'machlar b'chutz. So if he left that out, then maybe Rabbi Yehuda still argues, and that's the answer. Rabbi answers him, yeah, I left it out for them, and that's really he still argues. So according to Rav Shimon, you don't have that problem.
Because I taught you the Mishnah clearly, two, not three. According to Levi, he was misupuk whether the Mishnah is two or whether the Mishnah, what the Mishnah says. So if according to his something, it could be possible in his mind that the way, same way I left out one thing for him, I left out something else for the other people. And if I left it out, what's the case I left out? Because I left it out, maybe because Rabbi Yehuda argues, maybe because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. That's why he asked me the question. I had to answer him.
So the Gemara says, so what's the case? Which one did Levi have? It said in the Mishnah that Levi had one case. He either had Kizayis Lamachar or Kizayis Mechutz, or he had Kizayis Ukvikizayis. Which one did Levi have? So Gemara says, V'ha Isnei, which one did he give him? Ilema Kizayis Vikizayis Asnei Halav Shiyurahu. If he gave him the case of Kizayis Vikizayis, and he tells him that in that case Rabbi Yehuda is holy, well, that's the harder case to separate. And then he didn't leave anything out. He's part of Kizayis Vikizayis, Kabachomer is the case of Kizayis Lamachar, Kizayis Mechutz. So Elah Kizayis Kizayis Asnei. He must have torn the case of Kizayis Lamachar, Kizayis Mechutz, and he left out the case of Kizayis Vikizayis. So the Gemara says, Vitiboyle Kizayis Vikizayis. If that's the case, that he only had written Kizayis Kizayis, and he didn't have Kizayis with the Vav, so let him ask the question. Why is he jumping all the way to the third stage? Ask the question onto the second stage of Kizayis Vikizayis. So he says, Late Sabar, Iboy Minechada Vishmini Tarti. I wanted to ask the question in a way that I'll ask one question and get two answers, and get the answer to two questions. You're right. Levi was misupuk about Kizayis Vikizayis. And even if you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda argues by Kizayis Vikizayis, maybe he doesn't argue by Kizayis Lamachar Bechutz. So I'm going to ask about Kizayis Lamachar Bechutz. When I get that answer, I'll know the answer even to the Kizayis Vikizayis. Right? Sabar, Iboy Minechada Vishmini Tarti. The Iba Eina Kizayis Vikizayis. Because if I'm going to ask the question on Kizayis Vikizayis, Hanicha Iamrali Klala, it will be if he answers me that Kizayis Vikizayis is considered one big machshava, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue, then Kol Shekain Kizayis Lamachar Mechutz would also be one machshava. Ela Iamrali Prata, but if I ask him on Kizayis Vikizayis and he tells me no, Kizayis Vikizayis is two machshavos, I still have the question on Kizayis Lamachar Mechutz, because that's more difficult to separate. So Akati Kizayis Lamachar Kabayili. So therefore, I'm going to ask him on Kizayis Lamachar Bechutz. I'm going to ask that question. Mar says, wait a second. E Hachi Hashtanami. Let's say he answers Kizayis Lamachar Bechutz. What would happen if Rebbe would have said, you're right, Kizayis Lamachar Bechutz, Rebbe, right, Tainachi Armali Kizayis Lamachar Bechutz Prata. If he wouldn't answer that Kizayis Lamachar Bechutz is two separate statements, then E Hachanami, there was a Kabo Homer to Kizayis Vikizayis. But what if he would have said Kizayis Lamachar Bechutz is one statement, right? If he said it's Kala Akati Kizayis Vikizayis Viboyle, so maybe, but then maybe Kizayis Vikizayis is two statements. It doesn't necessarily flow. If the Kizayis Vikizayis, we say Rabbi Kizayis Bechutz Lamachar, that's what Rabbi Huda says it's one statement. Well, maybe Kizayis Vikizayis is two statements. So why are you telling me you're going to get the guarantees to get the answer on both questions if you ask on Kizayis Lamachar Bechutz? So the Gemara says, in Kane Mirtach Rata. Not only necessarily from what he would have answered, but how he would have answered, I would have been able to get the answer. Meaning, had I asked the case on just Kizayis Vikizayis, right? Hashla Kizayis Vikizayis Klala Kizayis Lamachar Bechutz Viboyi? I guess he said that had I answered, I'm not sure how to read this. If Rebbe would have answered Kizayis Lamachar Bechutz was a Dibur Kola, meaning it was one Dibur, Levi would have understood that Kizayis Vikizayis is also one Dibur, or they weren't. Right, no, so if he would have said Kizayis Vikizayis is a Dibur Kolel, then Rebbe would have gotten to argue that he asked him, he would have gotten upset that he asked him this question. Because you're asking, you say Kizayis Vikizayis Kola. Kizayis Vikizayis is one Dibur, right? Levi should understand basically how he would have answered the question. I think he's saying how he would have answered the question. I'm not sure how to answer this. How to read this. Look at Rashi. Mighty Boilach. Hashla Kazayas Vikazayas Havaloch Lemedak to have a Klola. We delo Isnach Ella Kazayas Vikazayas Lapata. Hakazayas Vikazayas Klola. Kazayas before to be Boilach. In other words, Howie would have answered the question. If I would have asked the question on Kazayas Vikazayas, he would have said, wait a second. Kazayas Vikazayas? And you're not even asking me about the other one? I still don't know how that. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know how to have the end of the tomorrow. Do some homework, so I'm not going to start the same thing. Have a good Shabbos.